Welcome back to Side Hustle School, the daily podcast sharing tips, tricks, and inspiring stories to help you turn your entrepreneurial dreams into reality, or at least your ideas into income. You know, we start basic but important. And in today's episode, we'll be addressing a question from one of our listeners who is ready to transform her love of sweet treats into regular revenue. Recurring revenue, I should say, which is even better than regular. Now, she likes cupcakes. I mean, who doesn't? I love cupcakes. And I know that a lot of our listeners are looking for ways to monetize their hobbies and skills. So I want to dive into this topic, provide some practical tips. Our caller, Sally, has been baking these delicious treats for her friends. She's eager to take the next step. Whether you're a baking enthusiast like Sally, or you have some other hobby you'd like to monetize, live from the kitchen, let's see what we can mix up.
I'm Sally, a single mother with a passion for baking. I've been making cakes, cupcakes, and cookies for friends and family for years, and now want to turn my hobby into a paid side hustle. However, I'm not sure how to start, what legal requirements I need to fulfill, and how to market my products. Can you give me some advice to go from idea to income? I look forward to hearing your answer while listening from my kitchen.
Sally, I love the cupcake hustle. And listen, as I was thinking about how to respond here, I always make some notes. And I started by writing a really long answer. And then I realized, well, I felt like it was overwhelming. I was like, if I give Sally like 9 steps here, this is just too much. So I condensed, I went back and did some revisions. Here are the 3 most important things you need to know to get started. And you've already kind of touched on them. So let's just get a little bit more specific. Number one, research local regulations, like understand the legal requirements for a home-based baking business in your area, such as food safety, zoning, business licensing. It doesn't have to be super overwhelming. I know it might sound overwhelming, but it's actually pretty simple. Just Google, you know, your area, food business. You're going to find a bunch of resources, almost certainly. And if you don't, then kind of zone out to a bigger area. Like if you search for your city and don't find anything because it's a smaller town, search for your state or your province. Number two, price your products. Okay. Determine how much it costs to make these cupcakes. You know, set a competitive price that offers a reasonable profit margin. Make sure not to price too low. That's just as bad as pricing too high. You need to make sure you're compensating yourself for your labor and other costs. You might have some marketing costs at some point, which leads me, of course, to my third tip, to develop a simple marketing strategy. What do I mean by this? Simple marketing strategy, maybe 2 of them. But when I say simple, I just mean like a marketing strategy in this case is an Instagram account that posts 1 photo or story a day. You know, and then promote that account from your regular one. Like tell your friends and family, hey, I made, you know, this is Sally's Cupcakes, you know, new Instagram account. Please follow me and, you know, like the photos, et cetera. Just start building a dedicated business profile from that social network, which, you know, I just named Instagram, but it could be another one. Another strategy could be listing on Facebook Marketplace or some other local network, you know, that's like hyper local and really focused on reaching, you know, your friends and neighbors in the area. Or maybe even setting up at a farmer's market that's beginner friendly. Some farmer's markets have a lot of process to them. You have to go through numerous application rounds, have interviews, references, et cetera. Others are a little bit more like come one, come all. So you want to find one of those, you know, for your first steps. So again, simple marketing strategy. Don't try to do everything. Don't try to solve every problem in the world. Just try to have 1 or 2 ways that you can get started soon. I think if you do this, focusing on these crucial steps, not the long list that I first wrote for you, that's going to help you lay a solid foundation for your baking side hustle. So good luck, Sally. Happy baking. Listeners, good luck to you as well. Happy baking if you're doing any baking. If you're just like me, you're probably just going to eat cupcakes at some point. But whatever it is, if you've got a question or a comment or feedback, everything is welcome. SideHustleSchool.com/questions. We've got a new episode every single day, including tomorrow. Subscribe, follow wherever you listen. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.